UFOs, by their very nature, reek of mystery. There's something enticing about a UFO story and quite what the truth is, whether we are alone in the universe or not. Tales of alien contact have adorned our big screens and imaginations for quite some time. But there are some encounters that you may not know about that have gone unexplained for years. Could we have already been visited by alien ambassadors for reasons friendly or vicious? Here are seven UFO sightings that have never been explained.
Number 1.
The Washington UFOs. In an air traffic control tower one Saturday night in 1952, a man by the name of Ed Nugent glanced at the radar next to him and saw seven strange blips. Of course, it's very logical to normally see blips on the radar of an air control tower, but no aircraft was meant to be flying, especially not in that airspace. Nugent was worried by the blips and looked at his colleague's display to see another blip moving unnaturally fast. They then took to the window to see a bright light at that exact point in the sky. Jets were immediately scrambled to chase down the mystery craft, but they found nothing. The next week, it happened all over again. Witnesses said that they moved like curious children, sometimes moving as a cluster and sometimes as individuals. They were even described as falling stars without tails. The press had headlines like, "Saucers swarm over Capitol," and for a little while after this, the Air Force's UFO team got up to 40 sightings of UFOs every day. Over 50 years later, there are still debates over what really happened and what was moving in the sky with such grace and speed. But nobody has an exact explanation for what the falling stars without tails actually were. Number 2. The Rendlesham Forest Apparition. In the movies, UFO landings happen pretty much exclusively in America, mainly in the big metropolises. You certainly don't expect it in a forest in the middle of England, but apparently on Boxing Day of 1980, that's exactly what happened. A security patrol near the forest witnessed a series of lights land among the trees, and so the servicemen went to investigate. They claim they saw a, in their words, craft of unknown origin. A metallic triangular object with multicolored glowing lights. They encountered an extraterrestrial spacecraft that seemed to be made of black glass. According to an official report from Deputy Base Commander Charles Holt, animals in a nearby farm went into a frenzy as the object moved extremely quickly through the forest. Holt has since said that what he witnessed was a paranormal event that has been the subject of a cover-up. The incident has since been referred to as the British Roswell incident and has been the centre of UK conspiracy theorists' world for decades. Number 3. The International Space Station Mystery. The International Space Station is a modern wonder of technology, armed with cutting-edge technology to allow scientists from all over the world to monitor the great unknown that is space. This, of course, includes cameras. Cameras that have been known to broadcast live feeds which, as you can imagine, are primed to capture anything suspicious that happens in the background. Observant viewers of the feed in June of 2015 noticed tiny but unnaturally bright shapes leaving the Earth's atmosphere and heading towards something else in the background. Just as this happened, the feed cut transmission, with NASA blaming it on technical issues. The official explanation was dust, but the unnatural movement coupled with the transmission ending abruptly leaves a lot unexplained and suspicious about this sighting. Could NASA be covering up the truth? What do you think? Let us know in the comments below. Number 4. The disappearance of Frederick Valentich. Australian pilot Frederick Valentich's final moments have been the subject of much debate. But one thing is certain. Something very strange was going on. Valentich was flying his plane between King Island and Melbourne during training when he radioed saying he could see a shiny object with a green light about 30 meters above him. After he first spotted the UFO, his engines apparently started to fail. The base apparently could hear very odd metallic screeching noises screaming from his radio, as well as his chilling last words. The last they ever heard of Valentich was, "It's not an aircraft, it's..." before being cut off. Valentich completely disappeared after this. His body nor the wreckage of his plane were ever found. Quite what happened to Valentich and his craft, and quite what the object that seemingly caused his plane to fail, will always remain a mystery. Number 5. The Shag Harbor Crash. Imagine multiple people witnessing a huge object crashing into water before seemingly disappearing without a trace. Sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly what happened in the Canadian fishing village of Shag Harbor. Imagine multiple people witnessing a huge object crashing into water before seemingly disappearing without a trace. Sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly what happened in the Canadian fishing village of Shag Harbor. In October of 1967, over 30 people saw a huge object pummel into the water just outside of Shag Harbor. The object started to sink straight away as the Coast Guard approached it, exuding a strange yellow foam in its wake. Many people thought it was a plane, but the next day, local air rescue centers determined that no registered aircraft had gone missing. No wreckage was ever found of the mysterious dome-shaped UFO, and the Coast Guard later described their findings as not finding a trace. The Department of National Defense concluded the incident was unresolved. Number 6. The Zimbabwe School Contact. In 1994, children in Rua, Zimbabwe spotted something extraordinary right in their playground. Over 60 children of the aerial school saw three objects in the sky, disappearing and reappearing over and over again like something out of Harry Potter. One of these objects landed very close to the children, and a small man emerged who was apparently about a meter high with rugby ball-sized eyes. It noticed the children and apparently ran away. All 62 of the children recalled the events to a very similar degree. Some of them were even asked to draw what they saw in therapy, and their drawings all looked very similar. Some believe it may be a mass delusion, but nobody can properly explain what happened on that fateful day. Number 7. The Westall Encounter. Over 60 children witnessing a paranormal event is quite something. But what about over 200 children and teachers bearing witness to something that they couldn't quite believe they were seeing? The Westall High School children and teachers were outside in some kind of gym class when the object first appeared in the sky. The witnesses' testimonies differ slightly, but many of them said they saw a silver and purple disc in the sky about twice the size of a family car. The disc was in view for a full 20 minutes before apparently flying away and disappearing, with some accounts saying that five smaller aircraft were in pursuit. While some skeptics have said that it may have been some form of experimental aircraft, nobody can thoroughly explain what over 200 people witnessed in the skies that day. All they know is that it's something that they are unlikely to forget. Those were 7 instances in which we could have been visited by extraterrestrials. Do you believe this? Are there other occasions where the human race has had an encounter, only to be covered up? Let us know what you think in the comments below, and why not give us a like while you're down there too. But if you want more videos like this, or indeed many other things, click on subscribe and we will see you next time.